Hi everyone! And grabe no, ang bilis ng araw, Friday na ulit. Kung iisipin, parang kailan lang, parang feeling ko pagkapikit, kakapikit ko pa lang last Friday nung nag-preach ako, pag-isip ko Friday na ulit. No? Mabilis ang araw para sa atin. And hopefully sa inyo, okay, nai-enjoy nyo yung mga bawat araw na meron tayo, even in quarantine. And I am Dean, isa pala ako sa Campus Missionaries dito sa Every Nation Campus Metro East. We are here to help you be empowered in life, leadership, integrity, faith, and excellence. And hopefully, every time na nag-tune in kayo dito, that you are blessed, and that you know God better, and that you trust God better. And hello sa inyo, mga first time, okay? Pwede ba kayong kung first time nyo dito, tuning in right now, pwede ba kayong mag-comment? Sabihin nyo, first, comment lang kayo. We would gladly want to connect with you, okay? Yung mga campus missionaries, tignan nyo nga sa comment section kung may mga nagko-comment dyan ng first. Mamaya, message natin sila. Okay, message natin sila so that we could connect with you, okay? And if this is your first time to be here, welcome na welcome ka. And to everyone who has been tuning in for ilang weeks na ba? 25? I don't know. But nevertheless, gaano man katagal to, thank you very much, okay? Week after week, magkakasama tayo. And thank you very much. Hindi ka nagsasawa, invite yung mga kaibigan mo, mga kaklase mo, yung mga batchmates mo noon, itong mga magiging bagong klase mo ngayon. Kilala nyo na ba yung bago nyong klase? Hindi ko alam, no? But please, comment, okay? Tag, and share. Keep sharing and tagging so that we could be able to deliver God's message even to them. And mas kututusin, mas madali nga mag-invite ngayon no, pag nagtatag and nag-share tayo. Let's take that opportunity as well. Lalong-lalo na, guys. Meron tayong bagong series. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, bago. Okay? Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, bago. Okay? Bago. Okay? Kahit wala kang katabi, sabihin mo, bagong series. Ang title nito, Iba. Okay? Ganun yung pagkakasabi, ha? Iba. Sabihin nyo nga, iba. Ayan, o, di ba, unti-unti pang lumalaki, o. Iba. Bakit? Okay, kasi sa series na to, ang gusto nating pag-usapan is that we would like to talk about characters from the Bible who possibly experience pressure around them. Not necessarily peer pressure, but the pressure of the world. And whenever we feel pressure to fit in, I hope pag iba ka, you stand out as different. Okay, kaya so, it's actually good sometimes to be different. Okay? So, ito, bigyan ko kayo ng isang kwento. Iba na kwento to, okay? Shinare to ni Patrick. Nagtanong kasi ako, okay? Nagtanong ako sa isang group na member ako. Okay? Tapos, tinatanong ko, would you share a story of when you are a good different? Yung iba ka, pero maganda at mabuti, okay? Yung different, pero mabuti. Ayun, luckily, merong mga 4 na nag-comment. Sikat na sikat ako eh. 4 lang nag-comment eh, di ba? Pero ito, isa sa gusto kong i-share sa inyo. Sabi ni Patrick Verdillo, hindi po ako nagba-basketball sa lahat ng kaibigan ko. Ako lang siguro hindi nagba-basketball. Naging tampulan ako. Imagine yun. First time kong mabasa yung word na yan. Okay? Hindi ko rin alam kung anong meaning pa yan. Pero siguro, naging tampulan. Okay? O bagsakan po ako ng tukso noong high school dahil po roon. Parang wala akong interest na mag-basketball kasi parang wala akong future, ganun. Pero sumubok ako ng ibang mga sports. Natuto akong mag-arnis. Parang nakakatakot yun. Patrick, ha? Wag mo naman, hindi mo naman siguro in-arnis yung mga kaibigan mo. Well, kaibigan mo sila. Joke lang, Patrick. Natuto daw siya mag-arnis. Nagsikap akong lumakas at matuto. At ayun na nga, dito ako lumago as an athlete. Ngayon, nire-represent po namin ang Marikina sa mga regional meets. Wow! Thank you, Patrick. Iba ka! Sabihin nyo kay Patrick, Patrick, iba ka! Okay? So, iba si Patrick. Okay? Ito yung kwentong iba niya. Okay? Hindi man siya kagaya ng lahat ng mga kaibigan niya nagbabasketball, pero iba yung natutunan niya. Pag-aarnis. And nag-grow siya doon. At hindi lang siya nag-grow sa pag-aarnis. Okay? Bilang isang atleta, nakahiligan niya lang yon, pero he has represented the city of Marikina, my beloved city. Okay, taga Marikina po kaya ako. Okay, so, grabe si Patrick. Okay, iba. Tag nyo nga yung mga kaibigan yung iba. Okay, yung mahal na mahal mo. Okay, yung talaga sa lahat ng kaibigan. Ito, iba to. Tag nyo nga ngayon. Alright, and shout out nyo sila. Patrick was different, but he was a good different. sometimes we try hard enough to fit in and end up doing things that others do. Even if we don't like it, even if we can't do it, katulad siguro ni Patrick na tinatry niya mag-basketball para magustuhan siya ng friends niya. I don't know, okay? Inventong kwento ko lang yun. Pero minsan ganun tayo. Even if it would compromise our values, even if it would compromise our bodies, and etc. Because this world has taught us that we should go with the flow. Narinig nyo na ba yun? Go with the flow ka lang. Sumabay ka na lang. Sumama ka na lang sa amin. To be cool, to be accepted, and to be loved. We hope that in this series, you will see that being iba in God is good. And it's okay. Okay lang maging iba kung nakaigad ka. That's why in this week's series, okay, itong day na to, itong time na to, pag-uusapan natin iba na karakter ng Bible, si Samuel. Kailan nyo ba si Samuel? Taga sa amin yan eh. Diyan, kabilang unit. De, joke lang, okay. Si Samuel, okay. We can see his story from 1 Samuel chapter 1, but we will be reading mamaya. Mamaya pa naman yan, chapter 2 and all. Pero in chapter 1, pinakilala siya, no? Si Samuel ay anak ni Hannah. Hannah was a barren woman. Hindi na dapat siya magkakaanak. She used to be barren, but because she believed God and God has a plan for Hannah and Samuel, God has given Samuel to Hannah. Mga kapatid si Hannah. Ay, si Samuel rather, kay Hannah. So, she used to be barren, but God opened her womb, made a miracle. Named her first son, Samuel. Nang meaning ng word or ng name na Samuel is heard of God. Yun yung meaning nun. And Hannah made it, dedicated her son and made it a decision that she would let Samuel serve the Lord in his temple. Mababasa na natin yan dito sa 1 Samuel chapter 2. Ang babasahin natin ay verse 18, 19, and the second part of verse 21. Okay? Open your Bibles now. Pwede kayo mag-open ng Bible app, pero meron tayo dyan, alright? Verse 18 muna. Sabi doon, Samuel was ministering before the Lord. A boy clothed with a linen ephod. And ibig sabihin lang nun, okay, Samuel was ministering before God like how a priest or an Old Testament priest would serve also. Meron din yung suot ng priest, meron din siya nun. It was such an honor, alright? Verse 19 says, and his mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Talagang sinuportahan siya ng mommy niya. O, sino sa inyo dito, okay, appreciate yung parents niyo, talagang support sa ginagawa ninyo. Di ba yung mga mag-online class ka na, di ba talagang support, na mesa, upuan, okay, binibigyan ka, okay, laptop, tablet, load, and all. So, wag natin abusuhin yan, okay, tinutulungan tayo at mahal na mahal tayo ng mga magulang natin, alright? But at the age of 4, actually, it started at the age of 4, he was brought by his mother, Hannah, to serve God in his temple with a priest named Eli. Isa pa sa character, pag-usapan natin, okay? The second part of verse 21, well, Samuel was growing with Eli and serving God in the temple, the boy Samuel grew in the presence of the Lord. Samuel grew in the presence of the Lord. Samuel grew serving God in his temple. It was a custom at that moment that a priest, okay, and his sons would follow him serving God in the temple. But why was it Samuel na yung nagsaserve? Hindi naman siya anak ni Eli. Supposedly, yung mga anak ni Eli yung dapat nagpipriest o nagsaserve kay God in the temple kasama niya. But Eli's sons did not fear God and follow God. Sad as it may seem, priest yung tatay nila pero they do not follow God. They were known in their town as sinners. And talagang they go against God. They were following and growing in the world's ungodly and evil ways. In light of Samuel's world, ganun yung mundong ginagalawa ni Samuel. Even to a point that sons of priests are rebelling against God. This evil world around Samuel, this bad influences around him, what happened to him? The verses earlier told us that Samuel grew in godly influence. Samuel grew in God because he grew in godly influence. Influence of who? Una sa lahat, si Hannah, nanay niya. Samuel grew in the influence of his mother, Hannah, and Samuel grew in the influence of his boss, parang boss eh, no? Hindi mas nagtatrabaho siya, no? Pero yung leader niya, ayun, okay, yung priest niya, okay, yung sinusundan niya ng yapak, si priest Eli. Hannah and Eli were both following God, and they taught Samuel how to follow God. Later on in Samuel's life, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, dito na tayo pupunta. Verses 1 to 7, ikikwento ko na lang, hindi ko na babasahin. But this is my assignment to you. Or pwede nyo tignan ngayon, scan through it. But this is my assignment to all of you. Grabe, wala pang online class, may assignment na. Sorry, hindi ako teacher, okay? Pero assignment yan, para mas maintindihan natin, okay? In those days, there were not any word from God and vision. Not that walang word from God or vision rather, but it was rare. There was a time that a word from God and a vision from God was rare. Eli, at that moment, whose eyesight grew dim, mapabulag na siya, and medyo nahirapan na siya makakita, the Lord called out to Samuel. When Samuel, at that moment, was working and serving, and he did not knew God personally and closely at that moment, basta nagsiserve lang siya kay God. Eli, okay, at that moment, Samuel rather, okay, heard a voice called out to him, say, Samuel, Samuel. And it was God. Samuel, nakahiga na siya actually. Nakahiga na si Samuel, nagpapahinga na. Siguro nakagan si Samuel. Paano ba kayong miga? Tapos may tumawag sa kanya, Samuel, Samuel. Di ba mapapaganong? Sino yun? Sumagot siya, yes, Eli? Sabi ni Eli, hindi ako yun. Samuel, hindi ako yun, hindi ako yun. Higa ulit si Samuel the second time. Samuel, Samuel. Eli, andito po ako. Bakit po? Sabi ulit ni Eli. Sabi ni Eli. It was the second time, sasabihin sana ni Eli, matulog ka na Samuel, but he recognized that it is God talking to Samuel. And that's why Eli instructed Samuel, respond in this way. Verses 8 to 10, ito na. And the Lord called out to Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, ito na instruction niya, go, lie down. If he calls you, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went on and lay down in his place. Sumiga na ulit siya. And the Lord came and stood, calling at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant hears. This is the first time Samuel heard God in his voice. Although Samuel was working in the temple, but he didn't know God personally. But you know what? God came to Samuel. God talked to Samuel, and Samuel heard God. From then on, Samuel grew listening to God, personally hearing God, growing hearing God, serving God as an obedient prophet for the rest of his days. And even in the following verses, in verse 19, anong nangyari kay Samuel? Verse 19 of chapter 3 says, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. Let none of his words fall to the ground. Samuel grew in God and his word. Samuel grew with godly influences, Hannah and Eli. But when God met Samuel, when God called Samuel, Samuel grew in God and his word. Samuel grew. Anong meaning nung grew? The word nandun, okay? It means Samuel was strengthened in God. Samuel was built up in God. Yung buhay ni Samuel lumago kay God. Let none of his words fall to the ground. Balikan mo yung verse, Brian. Let none of his words fall to the ground, sabi doon. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Huwag malalaglag. Di ba pag may importanteng bagay, hindi mo nilalaglag? Pag pagkain, nilalaglag mo ba? Natawa si Destin kasi mas madalas kinakain niya yung nalaglag. Okay, tinuturuan namin siya, huwag mo nang kainin yan. Pero di ba yung pagkain mo, hindi mo ilalaglag kung paborito mo yan? Tama ba? In the same way, Samuel valued God's word so much that he did not let the words of God fall to the ground. Such value. This is what happened to Samuel. In our world today, we have influences. The world will offer influences for us to learn, to embrace, to grow in. Ungodly influences. Influences like a cancel culture today. Pag may tropa, nagkamali, okay, cancel na yan. Easy for us to cancel people these days. Peer pressure, okay, yung talagang nape-pressure ka na lahat ginagawa, ikaw na lang hindi. Crab mentality, lahat gagawin ko para makaangat ako, kayo bumaba and all. Corruption is one of the world has been influencing even the young people, okay, sa pagiging officer pa lang, treasurer pa lang, okay, kaya yung mga treasurer dyan, okay, kahit online classes, alam ko faithful kayo, okay, mahal nyo yung mga klase nyo. Corruption would start in the small things, and that's a culture that the world teaches us. Kita natin sa balita ngayon. Apathy or neglect, yung walang pakialam, okay, sa mga nangangailangan. This world has taught us different influences to learn, to embrace, to grow in. Evil influences and ungodly ones that put us to trouble. But what can we learn from Samuel's iba story? Si Samuel, iba. Pero ikaw, iba ka rin pag nakay God ka. And hopefully you stand up as iba kay Lord. What can we learn? The same with Samuel, he grew with godly influence. Grow in godly influence. Ikaw mismo na nakahiga, ikaw mismo na nangungumuya, ikaw na umiinom ng juice, hindi mo tiniran yung kapatid mo, ha? Grow in godly influence. We all would need to grow in godly influence. Samuel had his mother, Hannah, his leader, Eli. Do you have people in your life as your godly influence? One who will teach you how to hear and follow God. One who would instruct you how to hear and follow God. Not to cancel anybody around you, nasabihin natin, hindi ko sinasabi, and don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you cancel those people na hindi Christian, hindi follower ni God. Friends nyo yan, i-keep nyo yan, mahal nyo yan. Bakit? Okay? But we choose the influences of other people in all of us. Tama ba? Because one day, you are gonna be the one who's gonna be influencing them. But how do you welcome people, and have you welcomed people who will be godly influencers in your life? Listen and learn from them. Diba ngayon madami social media influencers? How much can a social media influence be ingrained or be put into your heart? Lalo na kung napapanood lang naman natin. But imagine a personal influence, yung tao, yung nakakausap mo, yung nagtatanong ka, sinasagot ka ng tama, yung sineshiran mo yung buhay mo. A personal and a godly influence. Imagine that kind of influence that influences you to grow in God. We grow with or who we choose to listen to. That's reality. We grow with what or who we choose to listen to. Yung ko example, no? My musical influence, when I was in my teenage years, and even up until now, actually, started when I was a teenager, I have listened to many emo pop influence, okay, songs. Talaga, yung bangs ko nun ganyan kahit pulot, okay? Kasi mga selfie, buti na lang wala nang Friendster. Nandun yun, yung mga nakaganyan yung selfie. Love me or hate me, yung mga ganon. I had so many influences, emo, pop, punk, and the way I write songs from then till now has been heavily influenced by it. In fact, last night, may ginagawa akong song para kay Destiny. Nire-record ko. Pag inilabas ko, guys, i-like nyo, ha. Please. Nax, nag-plug pa. Okay. It has heavily influenced. Because what you regularly listen to, who you regularly listen to, you allow to influence you. Your decisions, your lifestyle, who you regularly listen to, will you allow to influence you. What YouTube videos, what Twitter accounts, who from your friends, who from this church community, influences could either be good or bad. But when we think about people influencing us about God and His Word, I hope that's a good influence for you. Ano ba dapat ultimately ma-influence sa atin? It's God's Word. That's my second application for all of us, like Samuel, grow in listening in God. We all need to grow in listening to God through His Word. It is through His Word. Yung hindi na tayo basta kailangan kada Friday na lang makikinig sa salita ng Diyos. Pwede araw-araw pagbukas mo ng Bible mo. these people you welcome in your lives, listen and learn from them to teach you how to hear from God. They will teach you how to hear from God. It was that simple for Eli. Diba? Sinabi niya, answer back, here I am. I'm listening, my Lord. Your servant is listening. I hope these people around you, godly influences, would teach you how to listen to God. To a point na hindi ka na lang umaasa dito sa Friday youth service natin. Pero every single day napapakinggan mo si God. I'm not saying it is wrong, huwag ka na mag-youth service. Hindi, ito rin, isang part to, okay, hopefully this preaching is a godly influence to you. But I hope this preaching would help you how to listen to God. People who would teach you how to read the Bible so that you could hear God personally. There is more that would compare to hearing God personally. Like Samuel, to verse 19, he grew in God. He loved God's word all the more. Bakit? Kasi naramdaman na experience niya firsthand na pakinggan niya si God. Si God yung kumakausap sa akin. Si God yung kausap ko at nagpe-pray ako. To a point where we value the word so much that we will not let it fall to the ground. Andun ka na ba sa ganung klaseng pagmamahal sa word ni God, sa Bible? Yung hindi mo hahayaang malaglag yung word si God to the ground. Yung hindi mo hahayaang basta pumasok sa kabila, lumabas sa kabila. I hope that you would continually grow, that upon hearing God, you give value to His Word. And as you give value to His Word, your choices are influences so that when you obey God, you follow Him. Learn how to read your Bible. That's why we invite you to be part of a victory group. Bakit? Because we want you to learn how to read your Bible with us. We can actually not just teach you, we can encourage you, and we can grow in reading the Bible together. None of us are Bible experts right here. Even I, the one who's preaching, I'm not a Bible scholar dito, okay? Pero I would say, nakasama ko sa Victory Group, sa mga nakakausap ko personally, si Jethro, okay? Yung host natin kailangan, last week, okay? Kausap ko about the Bible, and the other day, we grow in loving the Bible together. So you can grow in a Victory Group in reading the Bible. So that you could be able to hear God and recognize God's voice all the more. Yung pagwa-one-to-one, bakit namin kayo ni-invite? Kasi it's a personal talk, not only of godly influence, but so that you would learn how to listen to God. Campus huddles, bakit ba ginagawa yun? Tambay-tambay lang ba yun? Tawa-tawa dyan. Tapos may invite tayong class. Hindi. So that we would be able to learn how to follow, read God's word and follow God. Small chats and small talks with the youth from our church community, I hope they help you so that you would be able to recognize God. Para pag nagbabasa ka na ng Bible mo, naririnig mo si God, naiintindihan mo, at alam mo, pag sa decision mo, si God ang pinaka magiging main influence mo. Iba! Hindi ba yung mga magulang natin, alam na alam mo pag boses niya na yon, tama ba? Yung kahit anong ginagawa mo, alam mong nanay mo yung nagsabi. Okay, at hindi nanay ng kapitbahay mo yung nagsabi, anak, maghugas ka na ng pinggan. Alam mong nanay mo yun, tama ba? Nakakalunggay. Alam mong nanay mo yun, di ba? Hindi yun, nanay ng kapitbahay mo. Nanay mo yun, bakit? You were so used to hearing your mom's voice, it was a sweet voice already. Kukuha ako ng malunggay. Why? The more we grow in hearing God, because we want to grow in obedience to Him. The more we hear from God, the more that we read our Bible, the more that we hear from God, the more we recognize His voice, and the more that we grow in obedience to Him. We grow in hearing God, we grow in obedience to Him. Okay? Paki-click naman yung slide. Next. May ganun ba? Okay, baka wala. Anyway. Ayan! Okay. The more we hear God, the more we recognize God, and the more that we obey God. Okay? Yung obedience na. Ay, barang wala. Ito, ulitin ko na lang. Ayan! Okay, thank you, Bri. Palakpak naman natin si Bri. Every week, ginagawa niyan, guys. Weekly preacher natin yan, okay? So, we grow in hearing God to grow in obedience. The more you recognize God's voice, the more that it influences you, your decisions, and your obedience to follow Him. Ganun yung nangyari kay Samuel. Ganun mo ba kamahal yung word ni God? Kung hindi pa okay lang, you can start somewhere. Start now. You could grow in loving God. The more we grow in reading God's word, the more that we learn His voice, the more that we recognize His voice, and the more that we learn to obediently trust Him. Kasi mas nakikilala natin si God. We were influenced by many other people, or many people are influenced by others, the main influence that we have is God. And the main voice that we listen to is God. He is the main person we trust the most. And that's why we obey Him. Loving God and obedience to His word is more important than your attendance here. Loving God and obedience to His word is more important than your service in the ministry. Importante yung pagmamahal mo sa Diyos. Dahil importante ka sa Diyos. Okay? Iba pag nagtitiwala kay God. Iba pag nag-grow kay God. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you because like Samuel, you called to him. And like Samuel, you called to us today. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We pray that we would be able to trust your word, love your word, hear your voice. And Lord, we pray that you continually allow us to grow in with you. Grow trusting you and following you. Let it be light in us, God, na mahal ka namin at mahal namin ang salita. Salamat, Lord. Nagkakatiwala namin. Open up our hearts every time we listen to your word through a preaching like this. Open up our hearts so that every time we listen to your word through a YouTube video of a preaching. Open up our hearts every time we listen to your word through our Bible reading. Open up our hearts every time we listen to your word through our godly influences, the people we trust the most, God. Open up our hearts for your word. And Lord, we pray for those who has been godly influencers to us, yung parang naging hana at naging ilay ng buhay namin, yung tinulungan kami kung paano kami mag-grow sa salita mo. Yung tinulungan kami paano kami magtitiwala sa salita mo. Pinagpe-pray namin sila, Lord, yung sila ng good health. And Lord, gamitin mo pa sila para mas maging blessing pa sila to many, many more youth, to many more people. So that through their lives, many more would know you. Gaya kung paano ka namin nakilala. Would you tag those people right now? Pasalamatan nyo sila. Yung mga hana at ilay ng buhay nyo, would you tag them right now? Thank them. And speak blessing to them. Pag-pray nyo sila, okay, habang tinatag nyo sila, Lord, salamat dito, okay? Salamat kay ano? Ito. Okay, pag-pray nyo sila. And habang tinatag nyo sila, pag-pray ko sila, okay? In behalf of you, Lord, pag-pray ko sila. Okay, Lord, I pray for those people who has been trusted by my friends right now, typing their names, tagging them, or thinking about them. I pray for those people. May they continually be godly influencers to many more people so that many more would grow in you, in listening to you and trusting your word, obeying your word. Madami pa silang may influence. And even yung mga lahat ng nanonood ngayon, God, I pray for them. They would be a blessing to other people. I pray for them. They would be a good influence. Ibang influensya yan, Panginoon. Natutulong sa iba, magtiwala sa iyo, Lord. Magtiwala sa salita mo. Thank you, God. This we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay? Amen. Back to you, guys. Back to you.